This is Near FM
90.3.
Okay, so now I am joined by Caroline Kinsella and Lee McGochran from ESB Networks. You are both very welcome for joining me today. Caroline, I'll start with yourself. Hello, first
Hi,
of all.
Thanks.
So ESB Networks, tell us a little bit about your organisation.
Okay, so we're an electricity supply company in Ireland and we're recruiting for electrical apprentices at the moment, and shortly we'll also be recruiting for heavy goods vehicle mechanic apprentices.
Okay. Brilliant. And so tell us a little bit about the apprenticeship programme then.
So the electrical apprenticeship programme is 4 years long, so seven phases. Exact same as every other electrical company that's offering an apprenticeship out there. I suppose the difference with ours is that we're dealing with different voltages, so we deal with a lot higher voltages than other companies. So okay. The apprentices move every 15 weeks as well because of the variety of the work that we have. So they're doing overhead lines, underground construction, high voltage stations, operations, metering, all those kind of varieties. So they move every 15 weeks. So it's really, really varied. And most of our work is outdoors, of course, as well.
Yeah, brilliant. But that the last two we had in here from the Botanic Gardens and a landscaping company were just saying it's great to be able to work outdoors.
Oh, brilliant.
And not to be, you know, kind of, now I know it's raining a lot of the time, but I'd rather be out getting rained on, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so as regards the apprenticeship, what's involved? How long is it and what kind of...
So it's 4 years. Unfortunately, they're due to COVID for a while. The college is closed and all that. So a lot of them are looking to do probably a little bit more than 4 years now because of the delay of getting to the colleges and study phases. We are lucky enough that we're actually doing our own phase two now. So that's a really bonus. So our apprentices are probably more going to be likely stick to the four, close enough to the 4 years now, which is great because not all companies are able to offer that.
Okay, fab. And Lee, who's here with you today.
Yep.
Hiya, Lee.
How's it going?
Hey, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
So you're a first year apprentice yourself.
Yep.
And how are you finding it?
I'm enjoying it.
Are you?
Yeah, I made my application this time last year, actually, when the applications opened. It seems like a long time ago now, I suppose. So we started in October. We done our initial training down in Portlaoise. And since then, I've been based out of Inchicore on HV cables. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Brilliant stuff. That's like, it's great. It's great to actually speak with one of the apprentices. But of course, Caroline, you were an apprentice yourself before becoming a supervisor.
Yeah. I did the apprenticeship myself a few years ago. So I do know exactly what the apprentices are going through and the variety of work they do and the study that's involved. Like, I don't like to hear people thinking that apprenticeship is the easy route out because there is study involved and you need to pass your exams as well. Like, you only actually get 3 in attempts and an exam.
Okay.
And then you're terminated by Sulis. So we really, unfortunately, you can't actually be an electrician in this country if you fail your exams. So it's really important that the study is involved as well.
So you can fail a driving test more than you can fail your electrical exam.
Yeah, true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Couldn't help that one. Sorry. No, but that is really comforting.
It's
to
very
know
important.
Because
yeah.
You know, electricity, you're dealing with like live electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mental. And so are you the contact for the apprentices then?
Yeah, so I'm the apprentice for the east of the country.
Right.
So
okay.
we have the country divided in three in ESB, just between the apprentices. So we've apprentice supervisor. There's three of us actually that cover different areas because we recruit for the whole country. Like,
of course, that's brilliant. Okay, and do you have? Are there any kind of qualifications or prerequisite kind of requirements? Let's say that people would need.
So the entry requirements for ESB is to have your junior certificate and to be 16. So there is like a minimum age limit, as well. Our maximum age limit is 60. So it's pretty much open to.
But you know,
to anyone.
What? I love to hear that, and it's great to hear because gone are the days where you left school, got a job, and you know, kind of stuck it out for the entirety of your career.
Yeah.
People can change careers, and it's great to know that they can change into an area like this.
Yeah, and we do currently have apprentices like in their late 30s, early 40s in our apprenticeship program. We're doing
a total
career change, which is really good. But you do need your junior certificate results. So it's Irish or English, maths, science, and any two other subjects, ordinary level C or higher level D. But when we're talking about science, we're talking about, like, I got in my home economics. So it's not science as maybe a lot of people know science being.
Okay.
So art and geography and all them are accepted as a science subject. And our applications are open right now. And I think if anybody likes being outdoors, doing something different every day and being hands-on, they should definitely think about applying.
Yeah, and as Lee said, he applied this time last year, and here he is sitting on the radio chatting to me. That's brilliant. Caroline, where should people go to find out a little bit more?
Yeah, so the ESB website, www.esb.ie/careers, and it's actually probably the first thing that comes up on the page because it's open at the moment and it's open until the 25th of March. We are also having an open day on Saturday in our training school in Portlaoise, where people should really come down and have a look and to see what the apprentices are doing, what they're doing every day. And then they'll have a better idea whether, you know, it's really something for them or not.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look, thank you so much to you both. And I hope that you enjoy, I was about to say the festivities, but the buzz, the buzz that's going on downstairs. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the day.
This is Lear FM
90.3.